Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the oldest skydiver and hot air balloons. Coming up right after this.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Oh, good. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob Tom is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
You guys have a weird show there a little bit today?
Yeah. How did you wake up, Rick?
It sounds way weird on this end a little bit.
Okay, good. Good.
I forget how this bit goes a little bit. Okay.
Great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chickster's out, but Jeff Oskey is in, and man, we're having a fun Monday already. Tommy!
Let's see, that's the sports desk starring the man, the cologne. It's Jeff Oskey.
I'm not wearing cologne.
Just a little hair.
I don't even own cologne.
What is that soft, sweet scent you're giving off?
Probably Old Spice.
Deodorant.
Okay. I thought it was your beard oil.
Well, that maybe I have a little bit of that in too.
Looks good. Mm.
Okay. And sandalwood.
Now we have Christy
very
Lee
nice.
At the Silac news desk. Coming up from Ace Cosby, this is always very exciting. The Sleep Number folks are going to present the Ace Cosby joke of the day. And we'll have, I think I can see, there he is, it's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
At the Stephen Singer, IHateStephenSinger.com sidekick chair. We return to the sports desk. What do you got over there?
A 102-year-old woman has become Britain's oldest skydiver.
Wow.
Miss Manette Bailey took on the jump this past weekend at Beccles Airfield to celebrate her birthday.
Yes, over there at Beccles.
Miss Bailey spoke with BBC Radio 4 after her jump, saying, "It was a bit scary." I must admit, I shut my eyes very firmly. She added, "I just want other people who are getting towards 80 and 90 not to give up anything. Just keep going."
All right.
The world's oldest skydiver female is Linnea Engarda Larsson of Sweden, who was 103 when she made the jump in 2022. A 106-year-old man from Texas is the oldest person to tandem skydive.
Wow.
We don't know his name.
Are they doing something they've always wanted to do, or are they saying, are they reminding God of their of their existence?
Wow. Now, we were talking about the nude bike ride in Philadelphia.
Yes, we were.
Weekend, and I thought I remembered a thing about skydiving naked. I just found it. An Australian man celebrated his 30th birthday by skydiving naked.
Mm.
Quote, to promote male body image. All these things always have some, you know, ever notice that?
That's the only way they're allowed to do it.
It's always some, well, you know, it's a benefit for some charity.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's against the law.
Yeah,
well, it's for body positive. All right, fine.
This guy's name is Glenn Donnelly. It says he was hoping to raise $15,000 for a trio of charities. related to mental health and body image. Now, for mental health, I would say skydiving naked would...
Sounds crazy.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Was it a tandem jump or a solo?
Yes, it was a tandem jump. Thanks for asking, Ace. So,
was he in front or back?
hump me like a dog, Elvis. And also, there's more to this. I hadn't read ahead. Mr. Donnelly completed the tandem jump while playing Happy Birthday on a violin. While plummeting to Earth.
That's very odd.
I hate him.
Yeah,
too much. Yeah, the guy, the jump master, said if they were both naked, hey, pull the ripcord, not that big. Wow. Okay.
I remember the Swedish lady. Did I have a song for her?
Remember
the Swedish woman that did the high dive?
The oldest to ever skydive naked?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't naked.
She wasn't naked.
Okay. Sorry.
But you know the old song, there's he doots and doozy doots, because that's how old she was. So I'm going to do something from her era.
Okay.
Here we go. Take a plane that's quite insane and jump. They'll all high-five her. It could kill her and they'll dive her too when skies are blue. Oh, it sounds quite odd why this old broad with brittle bones inside her would jump that high out of the sky, something I wouldn't do. Jump from a plane that's quite insane. Well, her partner, he does ride her. It could kill her and they'll dive her too when skies are blue. That's a hard one to get out.
That is hard.
I didn't realize how difficult that would be.
I loved it.
You did a wonderful job.
Hard to play, hard to listen to.
Hard to justify. I was lost at the setup. What is that a parody of?
You don't know the old song, Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes, a little lamsy divey, a kiddly divey too.
You don't know that?
No, it's some nonsense. Yeah.
It's an old hit.
Oh. Little lamsy divey.
Sounds nice. Sounds like a good song. The original, that is.
I don't know what I did.
But you do. It actually raises a good point, which is as one gets older, things get a little more brittle. And that may be the reason that elderly folks, skydiving can be even more dangerous. Right?
Yeah, who knows? The G-forces could... All of a sudden, your arm is dislocated because...
I mean,
I don't think your body's meant to go...
Especially if you land wrong.
I mean, you don't hear about, hey, my 21-year-old buddy broke his hip. Yeah, although maybe he crashed his Harley into a brick wall. But then one of your older buddies...
Grandpa broke his hip.
Yeah, they broke his hip, whatever.
Oh, did he fall down? No, terminal velocity.
Hey, pancaked into a parking lot.
Sure beats tripping on a curb.
I'm trying to find
a better story.
I can't find video of this Australian guy skydiving naked.
Anyone here skydived?
No, I don't have
Would
any
you?
Desire. No.
Part of me wants to and part of me doesn't.
No.
When I was younger, I wanted to do it, but I don't want to do a tandem jump.
They don't just let you jump.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Because, I'm attached to somebody.
I know. Yeah. I feel like I would want to do it alone as well. But, of course, you have to be tandem at first.
Yeah.
Well, you have to learn,
Don't they have, do it like the paratroopers, with the static line or whatever.
You can do
just
that
run and jump
you
out and it opens it for you.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I think you have to join the military.
No, you can do it.
I think.
Well,
oh, really?
You can?
Okay.
Yeah, there used to be a bar near...
Wait a minute.
What?
Let me finish.
Sorry.
At the airport in DeLand, there was a really cool bar that had, there was a parachute in the ceiling. It was really cool. And a lot of guys would go out there and take lessons and go skydiving.
Okay.
So, the Streamers Bar and Grill. That's a joke just for Tom.
Streamers is what they would call it when in the military. About 25 guys jump out of the plane, and the streamers were the ones that the chutes didn't open.
Oh my
gosh.
We
don't have to talk about it.
It's really quite sad and grim.
It is awful.
Yeah. I think you can take instructions. You don't have to do the first one attached to somebody.
Okay.
Do you want me to see? I can set you up. I'm sure we can find someone.
No, I am terrified.
What if you and I did a tandem?
Only if I'm on front.
Really? So you're a bottom?
Oh, okay.
You're
even better.
Exactly. I want to cushion the ground for you when we hit.
I'm trying to find. I can't find the video of the naked guy. But I would think
he really wants to see this guy.
A lady would. An elderly lady would be much more likely to break a bunch of bones.
I would think.
Even landing can't be soft.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Even with somebody there. I mean, in a hot air balloon, I've landed rough that would have broken somebody's bones.
I saw hot air balloons, and I still get excited like when I was a kid. Hey, look at the hot air balloon.
Waterloo.
I do too.
It was off in the distance. I loved it.
It's one the greatest thing to see. One landed like really close to a major road by my house the other day. It was so bizarre.
Wow.
I was like, what a place to pick.
were they clothed?
Yeah, they were clothed.
A nude hot air.
Nude balloonist.
Well, I'm sure that somebody.
Yeah. Somebody's had
sex. Or you get up there. Balloon. Oh, sure. Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Oh.
Well,
now we know what to get Christy.
Yeah. You're sending Jeff skydiving
for her anniversary.
You're sending Christy balloon humping.
Have you been in a hot air balloon?
No, I would. I'd be real scared, but I would do it.
No, it's really cool.
Yeah,
what loud when they hit the little.
Never.
Well, I won't have. I'll tell them not to do that.
Then it will.
Don't mind those power lines. Yeah.
I could pull this thing and we could rise above the power line. So yeah, that's I'm sure someone has.
Oh, I'm sure.
Copulated, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All over the farm fields.
Now, I did see someone bungee jump out of a hot air balloon.
Really?
And I was like, oh, way to make it more insane. Why would you
Whoa.
Do that? Yeah, they went all the way up and then bungee jumped out and then got pulled back up into the balloon.
They did?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. People are just, isn't life scary enough?
Yes.
It's very scary.
Just going to work just every day?
Walking down the stairs.
Add to it. Yeah, exactly.
Open your mail, it's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how that feels, man.
Yeah. That is a terrible feeling.
Why is this envelope orange? Or why is it pink?
I still get nervous with some mail. Like,
oh, oh, no kidding.
In my search for the naked skydiver video, I discovered this. The American Association for Nude Recreation. I bet that's a busy phone number. They were holding the National Nude Recreation Week in New River, Arizona. That's got to be hot.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're naked. It's hot.
They're seeking people who want to, quote, try the lifestyle.
Hmm.
The nude games held at the Shangri-La Ranch.
Mm-hmm. The nude games.
Okay, the next sentence. I'm reading this verbatim. This is not me. The naked competitions include games of cornhole.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Things get carried away.
Yeah, wow. Naked badminton. Well, that changes the meaning of the shuttlecock.
Yeah.
By the way. Greco-style wrestling. What?
What?
Okay. This is,
man, oh,
okay.
Man.
Now, this has got to be a joke. The three-legged race. Come on. Yeah. The awkward boner competition.
It's just people telling stories of their awkward.
Yeah, I was at a funeral.
I was in math class.
Yeah. No, I said muff diving. Yeah. You got away from the
pond. Have you ever had one of those awkward boners?
Oh, sure.
Oh, all right.
On a plane, swimming,
yes.
On a plane. Right now. You've never gotten a random on a plane? Funeral? Yeah. Well, you're going to kind of nod off and wake up and go, oh, geez, and hope that the person next to you just didn't see it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Would you? I'll take one of your Werthers.
I haven't seen that since 64.
Well, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, as you get older, those start to become less and less, the out of nowhere.
Gotcha.
Ones,
but,
okay. You mean fewer. Less implies it's smaller in size.
I mean both. Fewer and less. I'm shrinking.
Oh, thank you very much. Is that our sporting news?
That is sports.
Okay, thank you very much. Jeff Oskey sitting in for Chick McGee. Patty G, you have a song for us?
Yeah, somebody was telling me about a naked pickleball close by here. A woman from my apartment complex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a little song for you. Pickleball, naked pickleball. Fun in the summer, nippy in the fall, playing pickleball with naked meemaw, Esther, Clem, Betty, and Saul. Flapping parts in private places, Esther's hoo-ha's in your face. Incontinence and eventuality, now we need to clean up on court three, playing pickleball, naked pickleball. Trip and fall and an ambulance is called, playing pickleball, naked pickleball. Better use dude wipes in the bathroom stall. Boobs are flopping, knees are bruised, hips replaced and backs are fused. Saul Sack is waving in the breeze. He took him to the nuts and fell to his knees playing pickleball. Naked pickleball. Clem's micro dickle is mighty small. Playing pickleball. Naked pickleball. Try not to fall on your pickles and balls.
Clem Clem's Micro...
Dickel.
Yeah. Micro Dickel.
That's my grandfather's name.
Clem?
Clem?
Yeah. Clem and Esther.
Great name.
Clem and Esther.
I love Clem and Esther.
Is Clem short for something?
Clement.
Yeah. Oh, that's
oh, Clement.
Clement sounds very distinguished.
Yeah, he was.
Really? Clement. Well, I like that.
Was he an actor like your dad?
No, he was a veteran. Yeah, a veteran.
Okay. It was a
war guy.
Was
that's
this,
my mom's dad.
Oh, your mom's dad. Mm-hmm. Clement. That's a great
Clement,
name.
Yeah.
Clement. Don't hear that much.
Nicest guy in the world.
Oh, that's good. Deceased, I'm assuming?
Yeah, early, too. Yeah, he went early.
Really? Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear that.
We had an Uncle Clem in our family. He was a haberdasher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
So he was quick, huh?
He put the dash.
He had a great jewelry collection. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, what have you got coming up, Christy Lee?
Coming up, or are we going to do a story here? We got time.
We got time for one. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, when you talk to Siri or Alexa, do you say please and thank you? A new survey found out how people feel about being polite when communicating with artificial intelligence.
You don't have to be nice to those bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, so said the guy who, when they take over, will be extinct.
Alexa, you bitch. Tell me how to get here. Siri.
Nearly.
Where's Walmart, bitch?
Can you imagine if somebody spoke to their Siri?
I wonder.
I cuss mine out a lot.
What? Wonder,
like, it'll be, I'll say, you know, text so-and-so this, and it's like, oh, did you say this?
No. I'm like, no, you dumb bitch, that's not what I said. Why? How did you get that from that?
And then I have to redo it.
And then you accidentally text, you dumb bitch, to your mom.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was just talking to
a
computer.
I can just hear Siri saying, let Tom live. He was nice to me.
I don't use either.
Nearly half of Americans, though, Josh, believe that AI deserves to be spoken to politely. I will do this.
I mean, you're just a polite person. Yeah, of course.
About 40% believe that one day our past behavior towards AI, including Alexa and Siri, will be taken into account somehow.
Well, then we need to stop this now. That's not enough of a warning.
So 40% of us think that you got to be nice to Siri.
Or it's going to come back to haunt you.
Now, earlier in the show when we were teasing this,
yes,
I said, Siri, yeah, call... insert name, mm-hmm, and it started to call another Christy.
Oh,
my friend Mark's daughter's. Hope her phone didn't ring.
Oh, wake up.
Yeah, this thing's listening, and it's listening really well.
Fewer than 10% admitted to being impolite, like this guy over here, Jeff Oskey. Such as swearing or being abrupt to AI robots.
Yeah, robots? It's not paying robots? Attention.
I think it's going to do something subtle to you. Since you're going to get a really bad set of directions the next time you ask for.
Well, no, that's usually what it is. It's like you're sitting in the middle of a cornfield going, there's not a mire anywhere around here, Siri. Where did you take me?
25%, however, agreed with this statement. It's okay to be rude or shout at things like Alexa or AI because they have no feelings.
See? I'd rather shout at it than another human being.
Well,
do you ever get the? Is your girl a backseat driver?
No.
Is that a euphemism?
I forgot. Mr. Bottom.
My birthday.
Mr. Bottom, the skydiver.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.